Workplace shortages are affecting several industries right now, including addiction treatment. In Western Mass, Dr. Ruth Potee, Director of Addiction Services at Behavioral Health Network, says a shortage of workers, especially nurses, is delaying the opening of at least one planned addiction treatment facility.
The timing of this is terrible. There's a massive opiate overdose crisis, and there's not the workforce to really manage it.
To try to help, the federal government has a relatively new loan repayment program for those who work in addiction treatment. We're joined now by the lawmaker who helped bring this program to life, Massachusetts Congresswoman and Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark. Thanks for being with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, I'm really glad to be with you, Deb.
So, you know, I know it's tough to quantify, but I read the National Association of Addiction Treatment Providers says the shortage of workers is the number one problem in treatment right now. What do we know about the shortage?
You know, treatment providers, it is a tough job. It is a job that people go into because they are driven by the mission of helping those struggling with substance use disorder, but there are high rates of burnout. And this particular program is really aimed at keeping those treatment professionals working in this area to meet the needs of families.
Yeah, and so this program, it's the Substance Use Disorder Treatment and Recovery Loan Repayment Program, or STAR, LRP, and it offers some big money, right? It's up to $250,000 to those who commit to working in addiction treatment for 6 years in those areas of the country with high opioid overdose death rates. How many people do you think this could help during 1 year, say?
At the current funding rate of $24 million, we've only been able to help a little under 10% of all applications. So I am asking for $50 million, doubling our current allotment, as a way to help ease those numbers and get more help.
So we should say in Massachusetts, 12 of the 82 applicants received awards in the most recent budget. That is higher than the 8% cited nationally. But, you know, also when we talked with Dr. Ruth Potee in Western Mass about this labor shortage, she said more than 20 people from her program applied and no one received an award. And she, you know, thinks that bigger, maybe systemic changes are needed, and perhaps there could be help regarding salaries in particular. I want to play you a piece of tape that we heard from our conversation with Dr. Potee, where she talked about salaries in behavioral health care and addiction treatment.
You know, the payment structure in addiction medicine is especially high. And when hospitals and travel nurse agencies are paying quadruple the rates for payment, we can't even begin to compete with that.
So I'm wondering, Congresswoman Clark, is there any talk about maybe changing the criteria to apply for the loan, or maybe reducing the amount of money and give out more awards for loan repayment so more people could benefit?
Yeah, I think we are definitely looking at all of the above, but in particular, making sure that we are raising that amount of money available to meet this need. And Dr. Potee is right. This is just one approach, one strategy, and we need multiple strategies to address this crisis.
Massachusetts Congresswoman and Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.